Ba'ala grabbed Basil by the other wrist.
Mighty Masher, sir.
The Arcona's voice was soft and bubbly.
We really should keep moving.
Basil shook his head, then stepped through the cordon beams that marked the edge of the queuing area. With matching sighs, Seth and Ba'ala stepped out of line behind him, each pulling a pair of expensive level-lug travel cases that were large enough for Ba'ala to sleep inside.
Masher!
Seth growled, putting just enough frustration into his voice to sound like a weary manager at the end of his wits.
There's no time for your temper right now. We have only 2 hours before the weigh-in.
They wouldn't be making the weigh-in, Basil rumbled in his native Ramoan. He could speak basic when necessary, but his large mouth had trouble shaping the common language's delicate vowels and subtle consonants, and he needed to make himself clearly understood. Yakeel was in trouble, he explained, and he was not going to leave until she was safe. Seth groaned and carefully avoided looking toward Yakeel and Yantahar.
Drawing attention to ourselves won't help anyone, Masher, he said. Our friends can take care of their own problems.
As Seth spoke, the GAS guards shouldered their blaster rifles and fanned out behind Yakeel and Yantahar. The two Bothans reluctantly opened their tabards, and the Sith imposter captain stepped forward to frisk them. Basil knew the woman wouldn't find a lightsaber or anything else to identify his two friends as Jedi Knights. The assault team's equipment had been shipped ahead, and it would be returned to them later by an operative from the Club Watu Resistance Society. But Basil also knew the imposter wouldn't be searching his friends at all if she hadn't sensed that something was amiss. He had to find a way to distract her before she confirmed her suspicions. A way that wouldn't seem like it was a distraction. Ba'ala clamped a three-fingered hand around one of Basil's stubby fingers and quietly bent it back against the joint.
Mighty Masher, sir, we need to focus on our match.
She tried to lead him through the cordon beams back into the processing line.
The championship is still on, even if a couple of competitors can't make it to the arena.
Balling his hand into a fist to stop Ba'ala from hurting his finger, Basil remained where he was. If a pair of clever Bothans couldn't make it past the immigration inspectors, he replied quietly, there was no reason to think he could. Besides, they didn't know how many of their peers had already been captured, and if the Sith caught even two teams of infiltrators trying to sneak onto the planet, the Jedi would find themselves attacking without the advantage of surprise, and the battle would grow very big, very fast. A lot of innocent civilians would get caught in the crossfire, maybe a million of them, and Basil wasn't going to allow that. He was going to find another way. Seth exhaled in exasperation.
What other way?
Basil wasn't sure. Maybe he could go on a rampage. That would draw attention away from Yakeel and Yantahar.
Don't you think that would be a bit obvious, Mighty Masher, sir?